On the slopes of Larune Mountain, we see a landscape of grasses, lichens, mosses, and subshrubs, such as gorse, known here as tuya, used for fuel for lime kilns, and various species of Scotch heather, ciliated, with broom, and arborescent. Eagle fern also covers the mountain slopes and provides amazing colours in the autumn. A few trees and shrubs provide erosion resistance. The tauzin oak can be seen here and there, thriving on the acidic soils. The chestnut tree, the bouleau, and the elm. A few metres below the summit, after the sandstone and puddingstone cliffs, we see the ash tree fault, followed by a beech grove, and ending at the Larungo Reka stream. Here, beech trees grow in clusters and serve as a refuge for the Manish sheep. In the autumn, this tree produces edible beech nuts, which are particularly rich in oil and attract wild boar. Foreign species have also been introduced to reforest the Larune Mountain, such as the American red oak, the Japanese chestnut tree, which is highly resistant to ink disease, the Douglas and Weymouth pines, and the acacia. Lawson cypress trees serve as artificial hedges. The plateau of the Three Fountains is essentially a large peat bog. It is a very special biotope, hosting sphagnum, an ancient moss possessing exceptional absorbent power, whose dead parts form a thick, spongy layer which does not decompose. We find the sundew, meaning sunset, a small carnivorous plant which also thrives on the very acidic peat moss soils. The toxic foxglove is ubiquitous on the mountain in the month of May and contains digitalin, which is used to treat cardiac disease. Finally, saffron, with three stamens and a purple bloom, which appears in the early days of autumn.